What up, what up, what up? How is everyone doing? This is the latest episode of the Impact Sports Cincinnati podcast, presented to you by Impact Sports Cincinnati. My name is Chris Asbrock, and my God, does it feel good to be a pro wrestling fan again. Folks, pro wrestling is back. Now, I am on my way home from AEW Dynamite, where it was simply incredible, to say the least. So I'm obviously recording this on my drive home from Fifth Third Arena in Cincinnati. We're on the campus of the University of Cincinnati. And I tell you what, this was one of the most fun wrestling events that I have been to. Definitely the hottest crowd. I mean, I've been just to a handful of wrestling events live, and I'll be the first to admit it. But Kirk, as you know, Kirk Metzler from previous shows, the dude's been to plenty of wrestling events, and I mean, in fact, he was at All Out up in Chicago, and you know, just the crowd was so hot, and it was a lot of fun to experience that and be involved with everything that was going on. It was just a great time. And, for wrestling fans, you have so much to choose from right now at this point in time. And you have to be thankful for that, plain and simple. I mean, right now we are at the point to where you are getting great quality content from AEW, which, I'm going to discuss that a little more here in a second. But you're, with the change in SmackDown, or not SmackDown, but NXT, you're still getting quality wrestling content out of NXT. It's not quite exactly what we had, what wrestling fans have been accustomed to previously. But you're getting quality content out of SmackDown. Raw is obviously the outlier there. But, you've got New Japan, you've got Ring of Honor, you still got GCW if you're into that style of wrestling. But folks, right now, it is so much fun to be a pro wrestling fan. Like I said, pro wrestling is back. And as fans, we can only be so excited right now, because we are at the point now to where it's nothing short of like just a blast to be at. And that's exactly what AEW, provides. Because they're really the... Oh, I'm sorry, I did leave out one company. That's Impact Wrestling. I do apologize for that in my previous statement. But right now, with AEW, they are the ones that are... They're out touring right now. They're the only other touring company right now at this point in time. And I tell you what, it was a packed house tonight at Fifth Third Arena. And I mean, I've only been there for basketball games, and that was one of the loudest, experiences I've had at that. It was incredible, I'm telling you. And it was just so much fun just to soak it all in and experience it. I mean, it was just a great time. Again, like a party-like atmosphere. All the matches were great. The crowd was hot for everything. It was just a lot of fun to experience and a lot of fun to be at. And, as a wrestling fan, I just enjoy, sit back and enjoy the time we are in right now, because, we haven't experienced wrestling like this probably since the Attitude Era. And that's really when I'm 38 years old. I watched a little bit of it, when I was growing up. I didn't watch much of it. But, my parents were ones that, they weren't a big fan of wrestling. So I never really watched it on the Saturday mornings and stuff like that, like a lot of other people did. But I got into it, watching Monday Night Raw and stuff like that before the Attitude Era. And then once the Attitude Era kicked in, then it was really full bore. and, you know, kind of got out of the product a little bit. Not as much, you know, I shouldn't say I got out of it. I mean, I just wasn't as into it as, you know, as I am now or as I was previously. So, you know, with that being the case, you know, you kind of wait for an alternative, and there really wasn't. And I was, you know, I'll be the first one to admit that I'm a little bummed that I missed out on, you know, watching a lot of New Japan. I was a big fan, you know, Bullet Club, you see that, you know, just that kind of the faction. You know, I did watch a little bit of New Japan, you know, over the last couple years, and getting into that and, you know, and starting to really see that. Didn't really get much into Ring of Honor just because I didn't have the access to really watch it, you know, watch the product like I had really hoped. And, you know, so with that being the case, you don't, you know, you really, your eyes are only focused on one thing. And at that point, it's really, you know, and that's just really the WWE. And then NXT came about, and, you know, you see the talent they're bringing in. And, you know, it's truly, truly incredible to see how this business has evolved. And then you hear about this upstart company, or as Triple H would like to call AEW, you know, a pissant company that, you know, they were coming about, and it's kind of one of those things, you know. And I tweeted it out, I think during, I don't remember if it was during All Out or it might have been during the debut of CM Punk, that AEW is not here to take part, and they're here to take over. And, you know, I borrowed that line from Conor McGregor, but damn, folks, I mean, this, it's amazing, because Tony Khan, what I love about Tony Khan is the dude is a hardcore wrestling fan with a buttload of money. And that right there is dangerous for the competition. Now, we've seen exactly what's gone on, you know, the Forbidden Door being, you know, kicked open and all these companies working together. Last night, watching Jon Moxley face Minoru Suzuki. Minoru Suzuki is one of the most incredible badasses out of New Japan that you're ever going to see. Suzuki has, I mean, look up his resume. I mean, never open champion. I mean, I'm not even going to go through all the accolades. It's insane. You can look it up for yourself. Minoru Suzuki is an absolute badass. And we've seen, I mean, it's just, you've seen these companies work together, and that is, it only benefits the wrestling fan. And that's what I wish people would realize. And you're going to have your diehard AEW fan who's always going to crap on the WWE. You're always going to have your WWE fan who's going to crap on AEW. It's just, it's always going to be like that. Nobody, you know, I've just come to the realization that, you know, the fans of one promotion are going to be so hard-headed and just despise the other one regardless of, you know, what good comes about it all, you know, together, you know, as a whole, that, you know, they can't, they're just not able to soak it in and enjoy it. And that's really what I want. I want to be able to just, you know, sit back, damn, and enjoy it. This is freaking awesome. I mean, this is awesome. I can't get over, you know, the atmosphere. Like I said, in Monday Night Raw, when I went to Monday Night Raw with Kirk a couple years ago, that was the return of, I think it was Randy, yeah, it was Randy Orton, his return, and that was a huge pop. But nothing was like the pop you got last night from CM Punk, when Adam Cole came out, obviously when Moxley came out. You know, what I loved about, you know, that last night, or last, not last night. Last night was Impact, or not Impact, but Dark. But what I love about, you know, you watch the entire product, and, you know, what we saw tonight with Adam Cole coming out, with CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, that was incredible. Ruby Soho, you know, a lot of people are ripping on, you know, AEW for signing all of these, you know, or these WWE castaways. But here's the thing. It's not like they're just signing, you know, just random WWE talent. The talent that they're bringing in from the WWE is talent that is only going to help this product grow and grow and grow and grow. Plain and simple, bringing in a guy like Malakai Black, bringing in Adam Cole. Adam Cole has been around the block well before WWE. Bryan Danielson, Ruby Soho. These are the talents that is only going to help build your product. And that is, you know, it's not like they're out signing, you know, I don't want to say nobodies. But, you know, they're not, but they're working, you know, even if these so-called nobodies are going to other promotions, they're still getting that opportunity to work with AEW, you know, as we've seen partnerships with Impact. We've seen partnerships with New Japan. We've seen partnerships with the NWA. You know, this is where it's at. And I'm telling you, and you got to thank Tony Khan for what he has done with AEW and bringing in the talent he has, listening to the fans, gauging, you know, where they're at. I mean, Vince McMahon, you know, the WWE has completely, they've shifted. They have completely shifted. I mean, it's, you know, especially Raw. Raw is, it's a 3-hour variety show. And, you know, I heard that take first from, I think it was Bully Ray on Busted Open on satellite radio. And, you know, Bully was, he was spot on with it. That's exactly what Monday Night Raw is. It's a 3-hour variety show. NXT, pro wrestling show. AEW is pro wrestling with, you know, with a lot of the spot fest involved too. And I tell you what, it's, you know, for wrestling fans, we are so blessed that we get to sit back and soak this all in because it is that fun to watch. Again, as a wrestling fan, wrestling is back, folks. Sit back and enjoy it. Sit back and take it all in because this is just an amazing time to be a pro wrestling fan. And, you know, I've got my boys, you know, so excited. You know, unfortunately, they couldn't go to Dynamite tonight with me because they have school tomorrow. So they couldn't go with to Dynamite with me. But I know I told them, I said, hey, boys, I said, don't watch the show. I told them, I said, we'll watch it tomorrow night because I want to, you know, I want to see their genuine reactions, you know, with them and see how, you know, and just see how they react. Because I tell you what, it was an incredible show tonight. Between MJF being just an absolute ass. I mean, this dude is just a nuclear heel. I mean, it's amazing how big of a piece of trash he is. And he's so good at his job. I mean, the dude's incredible. I mean, you can't help but just say, you know, wow, with what MJF brings to the table. But you got, you know, Malakai Black taking on Dustin Rhodes tonight. That was a, you know, great, great match with, you know, just an incredible entrance with Malakai Black. You know, you saw the six-man tag, with the Dark Order and all their shenanigans that's going on with them now. But again, folks, this is, again, it's just an incredible time to be a pro wrestling fan. And, you know, at this point in time, again, sit back and enjoy it. Soak it all in. Take it in. Enjoy it, folks. Pro wrestling's back. Sit back. Take time to watch Impact on Thursday nights. You know, tomorrow night is going to be Impact. Impact's, it's a great show. And they're partnered up with New Japan. You saw Jay White, leader of the Bullet Club. He's been involved. That's awesome. You've got, obviously, the Good Brothers, who are Impact Tag Team Champions. You know, they're on AEW. They're on both shows. Christian Cage going back and forth between AEW and Impact. Check that out, you know. And then you've got Ring of Honor. Ring of Honor still out there putting on a great product. You know, their shows, I want to say they're on, I want to say Sunday, Saturday or Sunday night. Excuse me. Here in Cincinnati, it's on Star 64. That's how I've been DVRing Ring of Honor. It's been, I want to say it's been like 10:30 or 10 to 11 or something like that here in Cincinnati. check that out. Ring of Honor is great. Obviously, you got Raw, you've got SmackDown, you have NXT. So you've got just this wide range of just quality wrestling out there. You know, it's just, you know, I can't say it enough, but just soak it in and enjoy it. And tonight really showed why you just sit back and enjoy it. And that's what I want you to do as a wrestling fan, is sit back, soak it all in, and enjoy it. Because damn it, wrestling is back. Damn it, pro wrestling is fun again. It is just a great time to be a wrestling fan. So, with that being the case, folks, that is going to wrap it up for this edition as I'm about headed home. And I thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Impact Sports Cincinnati podcast. And I will be back here every week again, as I will be talking about the Cincinnati Bengals with their season set to start this weekend as they open up against the Minnesota Vikings Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock at Paul Brown Stadium. I will be there, and I will also be doing a post-game show. Not sure if it's going to be podcast or video yet. Not quite sure on this, you know, for this week. But as always, make sure you stay tuned to the podcast as new stuff will be coming out now. As obviously we have more stuff going on with the Bengals. Kirk and I are going to get back into the wrestling podcast again, continue to pump out that content. College football, obviously with the Reds making a playoff push, but, you know, they're kind of falling flat on their face on that. But as always, stay tuned. Make sure you check out the website at www.iscincy.com. That is iscincy.com. Make sure you check that out. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at @IamChrisAsbrock and on Twitter as well at iscincy. Make sure you check it out. Thank you guys so much for listening and checking it out. It's truly appreciated. And have yourselves a simply fantastic week. And I will be back later on to discuss the Bengals taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Take care, everyone.